Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, let's now listen to these verses, 146th up until 150th verse.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين.
Will you be left in what is here, secure from death?
في جنات وعيون.
Within gardens and springs.
وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم.
And fields of crops and palm trees with softened fruit.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين في جنات وعيون وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم. Will you be left secure in the enjoyment of all that you have here, في جنات وعيون, in the gardens and springs, وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم, and the cornfields and date palms with slender spathes? As you were previously with us, we started this section of chapter Shu'ara, where the Holy Quran starts the story of Prophet Salih. He had his people invited, the people of Thamud, and the Holy Quran started by saying, and the Thamud people belied the messengers. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. But their brother Salih says to them, will you not fear Allah? أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And he introduces himself, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger, and I do not ask you any recompense in أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds, and I'm not looking, I'm emphasizing on this fact, that I'm not looking for any material benefits. I'm only looking for your goodness, your prosperity, for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. And then he starts to criticize them. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Will you be left secure in the enjoyment of all you have here, فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, in the gardens and springs? So, one point that we understand here is that when the bounties of security, finance, and welfare are not enriched with the obedience from the Immaculate Imam, they work as a preparation for mischief and corruption. All these blessings they had, but they did not listen to the prophet of their lords. They belied him. This is what we must take notice from. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, the Holy Quran says.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So they had so many blessings, the Holy Quran says. في جنات وعيون وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم. But the point is that human beings are not free in front of the divine bounties. They are given these blessings and bounties, but they have some responsibilities before them. That is why, in this verse, the Holy Quran refers to the sensitive point of their life. And in a court procedure, through their inner sense, their prophet condemns them. أَتُتُرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ Will you be left secure in the enjoyment of all that you have left here? في جنات وعيون, in your gardens and your springs? So he asks them whether they imagine that they will remain safe and sound fully in that secure buildings they have built. He asks them whether they imagine they will be in the ocean of bounties forever. Do they think that this material, this negligent life is eternal? Do they think that they will not encounter death, revenge, or retribution? أَتُتُرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ This is how the Prophet warns them. Each of the stories of the Prophets had a particular kind of criticize in them. This is how Prophet Saleh criticizes his own people of Thamud. أَتُتُرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ So he explains his previous sentence in details now. في جنات وعيون, he asked them whether they think that they will live eternally in these gardens, in these springs, in these lands that produce sweet, pleasant fruits. So the verse says, في جنات وعيون, in the gardens and springs. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always, but for me, worry. when faith begins.